At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. If you missed Tornado Shapiro Friday, it's because he's today. That is coming up at 3:30. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers minutes from everywhere online at marks-jewelers.com. The new question, should the Eagles be petty about the tush push tonight and do more of them? Be petty or don't be petty. 68% want the Eagles to be petty tonight and do more tush pushes. I would love it.
Oh, I'm sure everybody wants it.
Yes.
Just a drive of tush pushes.
Just don't waste the first down doing it.
Unless the game's over.
Yeah.
Yes, unless you're late, up by three touchdowns, whatever.
Oh, hell, you can tush push down the field. Oh, yeah. You want to do that. Yeah.
That would be great, a tush push. A tush four straight downs.
Put Tanner McKee in there.
Yes. Well, yeah, you might not want to do it,
Jalen. Once or twice, Jalen going to start getting teed off on.
In fact, you might want to put Sam Howell in there at that point.
Sam Howell, yeah.
215-592-9494. Bunch of stuff went on yesterday, had nothing to do with us. We're going to talk about it now.
Yeah, these teams stink.
It's time to go around the league.
Around the leg.
Dallas sucks!
Wow. Wow.
Could you have him put the music on it or whatever on the end there?
I was a little slow on the trigger finger.
Was that
there.
A Dallas sucks at the end?
Me and Matt, I'll cook that up.
All right. A little around the leg. Big news in the NFC East. Brian Daboll, fired. We had the report from Sean Morash last week that they were going to fire him after the Denver game. They decided not to. But man, yesterday was a masterclass from Brian Daboll in trying to get fired.
Yep.
Absolutely. First, you have him running Jackson Dart all over the place again. He gets a concussion, goes in for two plays after the concussion, by the way. Then, after the game, says he didn't know when the thing happened. And he lied and said, yeah, we thought he looked a little funny on the sideline. That's what we said to get him checked out. The same guy that's trying to rip him out of the blue tent a month ago is checking to see if he has a concussion.
Yeah.
Oh, what a liar. And then they blow the game.
Yeah. That was the icing on the cake right there.
Four double-digit leads on the road the Giants have blown this year.
Yeah.
Four double-digit leads on the road.
How did we lose this team?
It's unbelievable.
I'm saying, how do we lose to this team?
Oh, I know. Get our asses kicked by this team.
Yes.
Yeah. So they don't fire Shane. They just fired Daboll. I think it remains to be seen whether they fire Shane or not. If you're the Giants, I guess, maybe you don't fire Shane yet because you don't know what's out there. Maybe you wait until the end of the year. What good does it do? The trade deadline's over.
Right.
The draft isn't happening. You know.
Well, they said he's going to help lead the search for the new head coach.
Well, they got to say
that's crazy.
Right,
yeah.
Do you, if you're the Giants, do you let him? Now, there's talent there. Do you let him hire another coach, or do you start over again?
I would just wipe my hands with it because with him, there's also the Saquon thing that's still there too.
Oh, right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like him, he didn't come off looking very good in that Hard Knocks where he couldn't imagine someone paying Saquon to come there and then basically telling Saquon to go out there and find a deal. And if it's do us a favor, come back and let us try to match it or see if we want to match it. only for you to say you don't want to match the deal.
Right.
Coming back. So, yeah, this is just a wipe the slate clean, get somebody in there, let them hire their own people, do their own thing. Yeah, because there is actually talent on the team, and the way the Giants are going, they're going to have a top five pick. So I would say, I'm looking at all the teams where they could fire guys, unless you just want to live in Miami. Like, other than that, New York is probably the most attractive job when it comes to talent.
Do you think John Mara makes a phone call to one Bill Belichick and says, do you want to come back where it all started?
I would.
Would you?
If I was John Mara, yeah.
Really? You don't think you worry about game passing them by?
I do.
Okay.
But you would still do it. I do worry about that, but I'm thinking to myself, okay, if there's not a hot young offensive-minded coach, like there's not a Ben Johnson available that you can bring in, you want to bring in somebody that brings in a name for you. And Bill Belichick has ties to the Giants. I don't know if there's another fan base that would give Bill Belichick the grace to come in. Even though they beat him for two Super Bowls, he also won two Super Bowls there with Parcells. So I think there's still that relationship there.
Go ahead.
I wonder if also Lane Kiffin, because Dart at Ole Miss.
All right.
That's a good one, Fritzy.
Could be one.
Ooh, Lane Kiffin feels like a disaster in college? The NFL, doesn't he?
Yeah, he was a disaster.
He was a disaster in the NFL.
Oh, who did he coach?
He did the Raiders for
a little bit. Oh, he did coach the Raiders. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah, but he seems a different guy now. I mean, he's like 35 when he
still whines a lot, though.
Yeah. Like college. I mean, he has his pick right now, doesn't he? Like Florida, LSU.
He's probably the number one sought-after coach. Yeah, you're right.
If you're him, you just stay in college.
Of course you do. I go to LSU.
Yeah.
Unless the NIL stuff is annoying, I don't know. I mean,
that's what he complains about most of the time.
Yeah, get ready to learn New York, pal.
Well, but yeah, the other thing is, if you complain about NIL stuff, you go to the pros, same thing, you know?
Yeah.
It's not any better, except that you're dealing with agents.
There's no transfer portal.
Yes, there's no transfer portal. Yeah. So the Giants looking for a new coach. Mike Kafka will be the interim head coach.
Former Eagle
Mike Kafka.
Eagle great.
From?
Northwestern.
Yes.
And Mike Kafka really getting the, hey, do you want your first NFL head coaching opportunity? Here's the thing. Dart's hurt. Neighbors is hurt. Scatterboo's hurt.
Yeah, go.
Get
go,
in there.
Yeah, go coach these guys up.
Yeah. Your best option is Jameis Winston.
Dude, Dart was cooking yesterday, too.
He was.
He's like, 300 total yards and 3 touchdowns before he got hurt?
It's a player. He's a player. And that's why it was so dangerous. If you're the Giants, you make this move for no other reason.
Jackson Dart.
Yes. The table's going to get him killed.
Yeah.
I would say that the second biggest story in the NFL yesterday was just how good the teams around the NFC look. So Dan Campbell takes over play calling for the Lions. They dropped 44 on the Commanders.
Why did they do that?
I mean,
somehow Gibbs only got like 3 touches the week before.
And then he's like, Dan Campbell said, yeah, you're done, John Morton. Because he watched him most of the year, and the offense kind of looked similar to what it was under Ben Johnson. And then all of a sudden, he's calling plays.
Well, he must know something behind.
He just wants to run the ball.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what he does.
Well, that's what he does. Yeah. Seattle puts
up. Get that ball to Gibbs.
Yep. He's pretty good.
I can't believe Gibbs might be better than Bijan.
I know.
They're both pretty good.
They're both pretty damn good. I'm just saying. Just imagine that. That's how good Gibbs is. And people were – I remember that draft when the Lions moved up to get Gibbs, and people were criticizing the Lions. You don't move up to get – you traded all that to get up and get a running back and this and that and the other, and you already have David Montgomery. Well, this is what they saw.
It's pretty good.
My goodness.
Seattle rolls, but you know, 5 minutes into the game, it's 28-0 over the Cardinals, who basically benched – what's his face?
Kyler Murray.
Yeah, for Jacoby Brissett, a former Nick Sirianni quarterback, Jacoby Brissett in Indianapolis.
Right, Indy,
In Indy. So Seattle rolls. That game's 35-0 after you blinked. And then the Rams go into San Francisco. Now, San Francisco, a lot of injuries, but just obliterated them.
Yeah. Rams look terrifying.
Yep.
Thankfully, we got that win against them, because if there's a tie, we hold the tiebreaker.
Yep.
And I guess I wouldn't be as concerned about going to Los Angeles, because we'd go there and take over SoFi.
Yep.
They don't really have a home field advantage. But, man, that is a good football team with a lot of talent, with a quarterback that is playing, man, he's playing some of the best football at that position in the NFL every week. I mean, he has weapons at his disposal. He has a head coach that – that loves designing plays and getting guys open. Yeah, that Rams team, only reason I don't worry about the Rams as much is that I feel like we may have a psychological advantage over
them.
Yes.
I think there must be something creeping in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, I mean, they should have won that game here.
Yeah.
They should have won that game.
And the Seattle, it's just Sam Darnold.
Yes. Is he legit or not? That's all it is.
Yeah, yep. That's all it is Sam Darnold in the postseason. Can he do it in the postseason? Because that team looks like the best team in the NFL.
Matt Stafford, now the favorite to win the MVP, has thrown 4 touchdown passes each of the last 3 weeks.
Unbelievable.
And one of the reasons he is the favorite to win the MVP is that the Bills go to Miami and get Miami flu and lose that game. And Josh Allen's line at the end of it looks pretty good. Threw for 300 yards, 2 touchdowns, but was doing nothing. That team doing nothing for the first 3 quarters of the game.
Yeah, a lot of running around. I was waiting on Buffalo to make that. I'm like, okay, here it is. Here's when they come back. And then we got the monitors on in our studio. That was the interception where I'm like, oh my goodness.
Yep.
They're not gonna win this game.
Yeah, when they were up 16-0 and Buffalo scored.
I still thought Buffalo was gonna come back.
I said, oh, they're gonna score 3 straight touchdowns here. They're gonna say enough of this. A Miami team that must be dying to quit.
Yeah.
And how do you 30 points to
that offense?
Yeah.
A'Chain was just, man.
Did you see Mike McDaniel driving around South Beach trolling Bills fans after the game?
No, was
no.
he?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
In his Capri pants?
Yeah. It's convertible.
How's he trolling anybody?
Yeah. I don't know.
How's he trolling anybody? What, he got 3 wins?
Yeah, 3-7.
God bless him. Yeah.
God bless him.
He's trolling people?
God bless him. God bless him. That guy don't have a care in the world.
He must not, yeah. That guy barely has a job, and he's trolling people.
He's like, fire me, don't fire me. Look at all the money I have. Doesn't matter to me. So there is your Around the League with its new intro.
I like it.
Yeah, these teams stink.
It's time to go around the league.
Around the league.
And we are with the Dallas Suns.
Is that an outro, or did you just play the intro again?
No, I put the intro again. Make sure hammer it home. Hammer it home.
215-592-9494. Get to your calls right after. We talk about places going to hammer home new appliances in your house. It's National Appliance Warehouse.
Listen, when you're watching the game tonight, you know, and you're like looking around your kitchen,
you're like, oh my God.
It's so sad.
Yeah, I want to have a party for the playoffs.
But no one wants to come to my house.
Because my appliances suck.
That's why I get the National Appliance Warehouse today, and they got you covered. So we always talk about, great savings events at National Appliance Warehouse, where you can save even more on top of Price Assure, which is a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse that instantly updates price tags all throughout the store, is the Black Friday Mega Sale. Yeah. Already underway at National Appliance
Warehouse. You don't have to wait till Black Friday.
Don't need it. They're giving the savings right now. And they always say, listen, they're not the same as they used to be. Well, they are at National Appliance Warehouse. You can save up to 40% on over 100 brands, including Whirlpool appliances. So you have the right appliance at National Appliance Warehouse, 15,000 square foot showroom down there in Wilmington and Middletown, Delaware. You have the right price, which is guaranteed by Price Assure. But on top of that, you're going to get an unbeatable customer experience they truly value. They truly value the customer experience.
Hell yeah.
And when you walk in there, they treat you like family. All
I
that
felt
good
like
stuff.
Family when I was in there. They started arguing with me about the process. And I was like, no, the different family.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. So listen, the Black Friday Mega Sale is underway right now at National Appliance Warehouse. So get down there today or visit nationalappliancewarehouse.com and hurry to their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
215-592-9494. Rashad. Rashad in Detroit.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, Rashad?
Hey.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, man, listen, we need both these games, right?
Yes.
Because I'm from Philly. My son's birthday is next Tuesday. So on Friday, we're going to go see the Pistons here because the Sixers are coming here to Detroit.
Okay.
Friday, we're going to see the Sixers. And then we're flying out Saturday morning so my son can have his first ever game at the Link.
Oh,
and
I love it.
I cannot come back here with a loss.
No.
So we need both of those. And, you know, the Lions aren't as good as people think they are. I mean, you give up that haul for Matthew Stafford if you're the Rams, and that goes to show you what they think of Jared Goff. He's a bum. I mean, I'm just being honest. I really think the Eagles have the best team in the league, like from top to bottom. How we made these moves to fix this defense, and we won't be all right. Like, these other teams, they got bigger problems. Jalen Hurts is going to get out there and win the game when we need him to win the game. And now the Sixers are back alive. It's the best time to be from Philly. Best time to be from Philly, man. I mean, I wish the Phillies would have got it done, but, you know.
Yeah.
We don't have $1 billion to spend on Shohei, so.
Yeah. So, Rashad, how old is your son?
He is turning 5.
What? You're taking him to a Sunday night football game?
Hell yeah.
I sure am.
Oh,
put the hair in his chest.
He'll be asleep before the game starts.
We live in Detroit. My plan is to make sure he naps a lot.
Yes.
He'll be asleep before the game starts. his first ever football game was 2022 when the Eagles came to Detroit to play the Lions here in Detroit. And then the very next year, we went to that game as well. So, you know, I look at my wife and I'm like, well, babe. Yeah, he hasn't missed the Eagles-Lions game. Can't let him miss this one, especially when we're this good. You know, you got to get these memories started early, you know. And he already likes to say go Birds. You know, his favorite thing to say is F the Cowboys. It's the only swear word I let him say. I mean, I feel like if you're talking about the Cowboys, you have to say F in front of it. It's the only way it works. So, you know, he already has that big Philly energy.
Yep.
I need to get him around these Birds fans. I need to get him to a tailgate so he can be around and he can feel it for real, you know?
Yeah, so Rashad, so here's my question. Detroit, if you were living somewhere where they were like, if you were in LA, or if you were somewhere where they weren't super passionate about their football team, I could understand raising your son an Eagles fan. Detroit, they're lunatics about the Lions. Are you concerned that you're raising an Eagles, this kid's going to go to school in Detroit and he's going to be an Eagles fan. They're all going to be Lions fans. You have any concerns about that?
Uh, absolutely not. You know, we got to remember about the Lions. The Lions are not a real franchise. You know, they got a whole bunch of first and second round picks, so they got a really good team right now, right? We're like, what, 3-4 years away from the Lions being garbage again? It's the Lions. It's the same old Lions. They feel good about themselves right now, you know, and it's good for them that Jared Goff sucked so much that the Rams said, we got to get rid of him and draft picks to get a real quarterback, right? So good for them. Right? But, I mean, let's be for real. The Eagles have been good my entire life. I grew up in Philly, you know. I grew up in West Philly, 59th and Arch. I went to John Barry before it was redid. So I'm really Philly. I don't know about what all these other cats calling and talking about. But, you know, my son, he's going to be on that too. And, you know, these Lions, they know they're not a good football team. They just got good. I've lived here for 7 years.
But hold on. Hold on. Rashad. You know your son's not from Philly, though, right?
So, you know, here's the thing. Here's the thing.
You know he's from Detroit, though, right?
He was just born here, you know? He's Philadelphia, Michigan.
I feel you. I'm just messing with you. I feel you.
We real Philly in my house.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm with you.
It's green everywhere. You know, I got a frame canvas of the Philly special on my wall when you walk in my house.
Okay.
Like, you know, so it's real out here. And my son, I told him, you know, why would you want to like a team that might not be good in a couple of years? That doesn't make any sense.
Well,
you know, like,
all of his friends at school are Lions fans.
Yep.
I know, and he lets them know already that he's smarter than me. You guys are Lions fans. That's just poor decision making. You know, my dad tells me all the time, you know, you've been thinking and listening your whole life. Why would you like the Lions? That doesn't even make any sense, you know? And my coworkers, I'm like, you know, they talk, oh, the Lions are going to the Super Bowl. I'm like, you've only been hoping for that your whole life. And my team has been to the Super Bowl, I mean, three times.
Got two of them things.
Like, we do this. Like, it's coming. I mean, we got a quarterback who's been to the Super Bowl twice, and his last name, not Brady or Mahomes.
That's right.
So, you know, hey, that's how many other quarterbacks can say that in this generation of football?
Not many.
So, you know, so my son, he knows good football. You know, he plays football. It's his flag right now. It's his flag.
Yeah.
You know, but we're going to get there. Teach him the basics.
I love it. It's good parenting. That's good parenting, man.
We'll see how good the parenting is. All right, Rashad.
Yeah.
Have a safe trip when you come out here. My favorite part, there's a lot I like about that call. My favorite thing is, look, the only curse word I let him say is the F word.
the harshest one?
Yeah, he's fine.
As long as it's in front of Dallas.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. That's good Philadelphia right there, man.
I'm like, could just say Dallas sucks.
I'm like, you could just say that.
Yes.
But I'm like, dude, your kid is growing up with Lions fans. Like,
yes. And it's not, like I said, it's not a city where they could take or leave the football team.
Right. They love the Lions out there.
They like it more than any other team they have.
Yes, yes.
It's the Lions, it's the Red Wings, and then the Tigers and the Pistons out in Detroit. Wow, that poor kid.
And I'm not a poor kid.
You know, kids.
Tell me something fun about it.
Kid's going to go to.
Wait, he's in Detroit, though.
Yeah, but it's fun.
Kid's going to go to kindergarten and say F Dallas.
Yeah, exactly.
Teacher's going to say, you're not allowed to say that. As long as it's in front of Dallas.
Go Birds.
I'm allowed to say it.
It's got to be tough on the kid that is in the classroom where everyone else has on Lions gear.
Yes.
It's school. What is it? They do the Lions the color day where you wear blue and gray or whatever.
So
he's in there with his Eagles gear on.
So all right. So I imagine I'm still thinking about this.
Yes.
We all know the Eagles are going to go to the Super Bowl. They're going to win the Super Bowl. Blah blah blah. Let's say for instance they don't. And let's say he is going to class and the Lions win the NFC championship game and are going to the Super Bowl. And everybody
else is excited.
The school's decorated. Yes. Everybody's wearing their Lions stuff. They're going to have a rally at lunchtime. And Rashad's kid's going to be sitting in the corner saying F Dallas.
Good. Learn the heartbreak.
Well, yeah.
What a man, childhood.
That's tough for a five-year-old to have to. Had to really digest all of that,
and he's coming to the Sunday. You could, a Sunday night football. I can't even stay up for Sunday night. I'd be asleep if I was at the game. Your son, oh, 5 years old. Unbelievable.
Yeah, Rashad had good energy, though.
Yes.
He has great intentions.
Yes, Philly is. I love Philly, man. 215-592-9494. Do the Eagles need these both, the Packers and the Lions, or is one-on-one okay? Also coming up next.
Yes.
Yes. Tornado Shapiro's weekend. Well, it's not even the weekend forecast. It's Monday.
We also
game
gotta
day
get to
forecast.
Some guys that
game day forecast.
Yeah, who may not be playing tonight.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Wait, for the Eagles.
Yeah.
You mean...
Well, one they left here.
Yes, yes. We'll talk about that as well. Yes.
This is really...
Yeah, the guy's got to start at CB2 per Elliot.
We missed that one on Friday.
Yeah, healthy scratch again. There he goes. Another notch on the belt. 215. Hey, Mike. Mayock.
Ooh, boy.
All right. Tornado Shapiro's game day forecast is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I gotta get ready, make everything right. Monday night football's coming on tonight. Are you ready?
Hey.
Are you ready? Are you ready, ready?
We're ready!
Are you ready for some football?
It is
a Monday night party.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. I see what you did with 330 Country. You made it appropriate for today.
Thank you.
That's all right.
I didn't even catch on to that.
Yeah.
Not bad.
And that's
like
the real
it.
Monday Night Football song.
Yeah, totally.
Mean, that is the one.
Eh.
What?
I'm okay with Carrie.
Eh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's but that was the one.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Are you ready for some football?
I think that wasn't the Frank, Al, and Dan.
No.
What was the Frank, Al, and Dan one then?
Well, it was Hank Williams, but yeah. That was an earlier version of it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. This is 90s.
Yeah.
I don't know how to play.
215. Oh, no. Oh, it's 3:30.
Come on.
I forgot it's Monday, not Friday, but there is a game tonight, which means we have Tornado Shapiro's game day forecast. The world's most accurate forecast from the world's most accurate forecaster, of course.
They got candles, they got the warmers, they got everything for you, baby.
Always great timing.
Hello, fella. It's finally here after 15 days of contemplation. Eagles, Packers, get your popcorn ready and put your long johns on. The frozen tundra and the warm from under. We got no love for their quarterback. Music, please.
Oh, get it.
It's the game day forecast from the world's most accurate and famous meteorologist, Tornado Shapiro.
Lambeau Field. I remember one time I was doing a sideline hit. All of a sudden, Brett Favre starts texting me these crazy picks.
Oh, God.
Are you kidding me? These are picks you don't want to see. Dick Butkus, Dick Vermeil, Dick LeBeau. I mean, one after the other. Dick Vitale, Dick Schaap, Dick.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I kind of like Green Bay. Of course, I'm partial to the gals in the Midwest. Worked with a weather gal. We called her Bubble Bottoms. I found out the hard way what the frozen tundra was really like. Come on. Her real name was Frigid Bridget Lombardi. You know those Green Bay gals, corn-fed and well-bred? I won't even turn my head around for a skinny gal. Anybody knows anything about me knows I like a biggin. Every once in a while, a man needs to be coached hard, disciplined, whipped into shape. Lombardi could deliver. After that, she tried to give me cheesehead on the way to the game. Colder as the game gets longer tonight, bring your mittens. And your muff, whichever your preference.
Okay. All right.
I've been to Lambeau many times. They sell the... In the stands, you get the cheese curds, the bratwurst. Some places will sell you roasted chestnut. Not Lambeau. You're going to have numb nuts.
Okay.
You hear them yelling in the stands, cold beer, numb nuts. No YouTube TV for the game, so my friend Al Morgani can't get it at home. Oh, his TV's fine, but he's got to go to Sportsters to watch the game. Hey, YouTube TVers, if you try hard enough, you'll never have a bad day. You know, your dad taught me that when Howard Eskin, he was an innovator, a real MacGyver type. Last blackout, he made himself into an old school antenna. Yeah, he climbed onto the roof, wrapped his ass in tinfoil, and did a handstand to get reception. He looked like a frozen ham hock in your freezer.
Wow. I didn't know he was so athletic.
We watched the whole game. Howard got away with just a light rash on his upper thigh. Come on, upper 30. Kick off by the end of the game. It'll drop to 20. You know, that's a far cry from when we played these guys last year in Brazil. Ike remembers that trip. We were at the Miss Bum Bum pageant. I think they were practicing the tush tush. Oh, yeah, that was me, Ike, Mo Cheeks, Jeff Reardon, Keith McKeister, all out of the steakhouse. I asked for a Brazilian. They brought the steak, but they didn't get all the hair off it. So I ordered. Oh,
come on.
I called an audible. I ordered the shaved roast beef. What a presentation. That steak was hung like sleeve of wizards. Come on. I ended up getting waxed instead. Light winds out of the south tonight, low down the 21 degrees, you know, just a few years ago, we were out in Green Bay. Aaron Rodgers talked us into going into that total darkness isolation chamber. That was a little different, Dyke, than the weather we had down at Fort Lauderdale trip you were talking about earlier. Anyway, it was Aaron Rodgers. We were all in there in the dark with him. It was me, Ike, Rodgers, Ray Rhodes, Reggie White, Antonio Freeman, Doug Peterson, and Chris Sims. We all started bumping into walls. The room was dark and cold. I was keeping my hands warm between two pillows. That's when Reggie turned around and said, "Those are pillows." Reggie was a jokester. Well, they got the Philly weather tonight.
Clear, yeah, please.
Colder, going down to 32 degrees. It should be warmer inside if you're watching the game with Al at the sports bar. Green Bay weather overcast, going down to 25. If you're out there, wear your thermal underwear for the frozen vagenda. You heard it here first. Send all complaints to Rob Lakeman. Take care of Tornado Shapiro. Music, please.
All right.
No music.
There he goes. No music.
Oh, man.
I had to hit him. I had to pop him once.
Man.
Yeah.
The frozen vagenda. I didn't hear it the first time.
Oh, you said it twice. He said it twice. You know, he did mention all the people.
I didn't hear him the first time.
All the people who have YouTube TV can't watch the game.
Yes.
You know you can hear it on WIP yes. Whenever. You can hear it on the radio, also the free Odyssey app. So if you are one of the unlucky people who are not able to watch the game tonight, remember you can listen on WIP. 215-592-9494.
It's tough, man. It's tough.
Dave in Athens, Georgia. You're on WIP. What's up, Dave?
I can't believe you guys put me on after Weather Shapiro.
What? Don't you have a follow-up, a really strong follow-up? You ever go anywhere with Ike?
I'd love to go somewhere with Ike. What are you doing later tonight?
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Oh, that was incredible. I was going to do a Tampa 330 country, but Fritz got it in there on you.
Yeah, he did. He did. Doesn't listen to me.
He's the type of guy where at first, you know, you don't really enjoy him, but then Fritz kind of like wears you down.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Like a fungus.
Yep.
like a fungus. Well, as soon as you shut down the 330 country, Spike, I was like, well, now we got to advocate for it. And
of course.
I mean, there's good country, though. There's good country. Good country out there.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see, Dave. Yeah.
All right. Well, I got to do a little bear poking here. So I often get to listen kind of throughout the day, and I love the lateral programming. You guys have great shows all day long. And I don't know how the basketball thing came up with the camera, but I will say the other day when you had him on and that lady called up and just cooked him for not giving Joe Richie or Richie any time to talk, I really think he's been reflective, like listening to the show, like he's really, like he's a professional. Like I feel like he's taking that feedback. But they mentioned when you talked to Mayock the other day and he called Fritz an oof. He actually called him an oaf. He said, he's an oaf, and it was right around 7:40 this morning, so I don't know if he's trying to throw shade across shows.
Hold on, Mayock called Fritz an oaf?
No, the camera called Fritz an oaf, not Mike Mayock.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, not Mayock. No, like the camera.
So that'd be amazing if Mayock started calling Jack
Mayock. Yeah, I'm like, what, did I miss that?
Yeah, evil Mayock. Yeah.
He's coming for everybody.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know what's going on with that. So I don't know if there's some firing back or what. But
nah, I'll let him go.
I will take care.
Yeah. The camera's last appearance on the show was so rough that I feel like I owe him one. So we'll let that one go. Yeah.
You were like almost, you're like, I did not, this is not what I wanted to see happen.
It is not. It is not. Yeah, I did not want him to get cooked like that. Yeah. So you fired up. Are you from Philly, Dave? You're calling from Athens?
Yes, I was born in Philadelphia. I grew up in Delaware, a longtime Eagles fan, and then we relocated down here years ago and just, you know, keeping the dream alive. Unlike that guy from earlier, I have a son who's born here, and I'm not forcing him into Philadelphia in him.
Okay.
But it's been real cool with all these UGA players showing up on the Eagles. So we got this Philly dog thing.
Yeah.
So there's all kinds of Eagles fans around Athens nowadays. I love it.
Oh, really? So you see a lot of Eagles fans? Oh, because of the Georgia players on the Eagles.
Oh, yeah,
I get it. Well, and down there, it's not really big pro football area. It's college football area.
Yeah, definitely. You know? SEC, love the SEC down there.
Yeah, exactly. They love their Bulldogs. And, you know, growing up in Delaware, you know, as an Eagles fan, it's not really college football terrain. For me, at least. So it's been real cool to see all, they're talking Philly dogs and there's people I saw someone at the soccer field yesterday, my son's game, wearing an Eagles shirt. I was like, go Birds! Yelling across the thing.
There you go.
Go Birds!
There you go. You fired up for tonight? Birds going to get a win tonight? Easy one?
Oh, man, I'm fired up, a little nervous, but you know, I'm like Hugh was earlier. You know, I'm like, I'm optimistic. I'm cautiously optimistic. I'm excited though. I got my Eagles scarf on. And you guys were talking about the next two games. I feel like this is the one you really, really want, and you'd love to get the Lions next week, too.
Well, the Lions are at home, too.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and
it's Sunday night.
Yeah, Sunday night football. Thank you for the call, Dave. Yeah, it is they're both big games. They're both big games. 215-592-9494. Big game in your home. That game, you've been playing a game, you've been losing it with your old drafty windows. Losing that game, that's why you got to call Guida. Right now, the buy one, get one half off sale on all qualifying windows and doors. Guida going to help you out getting into winter there. You worry about all that cold air coming into your house, making your energy bills go up. And forget about the energy bills for a second, just laying in bed with the cold air coming in. You want to be comfortable. Guida can help you get there, and they make buying the windows and doors more comfortable, too. As I said, you can mix and match with the savings with the buy one, get one half off sale, depending on what your needs are. Buy an entry door, get half off a storm door. Buy a patio door, 50% off a window. The more you get, the more you're going to save. You start your project with no money down, not one penny, and 18 months of interest-free financing. So this is for a limited time. And the restrictions apply. So call Guida today. Schedule a free, no-obligation in-home estimate at 877-GO-GUIDA or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com. You know, speaking of the Packers, Ike, I was on our Odyssey station in Milwaukee earlier, and they were asking what we thought of the Packers.
Yeah.
And it is amazing to think, you know, when they traded for Micah Parsons prior to the season, I think we all thought at that moment that the Packers put themselves in position to be team to beat in the NFC.
Yeah.
And they've been good this year, but only good. There hasn't been a time this year where it really felt like the Packers have arrived. You know?
Yeah, and getting Micah late and then trying to figure out a way to incorporate him into the defense and that sort of thing probably didn't help them early. They've had some injuries. The offense doesn't always necessarily click. And I've always felt with that Packers offense, while they certainly have been a good team the last, 3 years? They've been in the playoffs the last 2 years.
Yep.
Got the win 2 years ago on the road in Dallas. You know, last year they ran into us in the first round. No shame in losing that game here in Philadelphia, so I won't even hold that against them. But they never really have really come off to me as a team I would fear. And it's because of their offense.
There's never a rhythm to it.
Yeah, and they don't have, other than Josh Jacobs, now the kid that just got hurt, Tucker Kraft.
Yeah.
He stepped up and became a force to be reckoned with last year. But they don't have the offensive weapons that would really ever, it never put me in fear. It's like it's a good, solid team, but they're not going to come out and just dominate you and blow you away. You know, and Jaden Reed was their best receiver. He's a slot receiver.
Right. And now they're Dobbs and Watson.
And Watson have never really lived up to what they were supposed to. This kid they drafted this year out of Texas, Matthew Golden, I believe it was, first round draft pick, like a 4-2 or whatever it was. He hasn't really, like, so their offense has never really been consistent, which is why I never really feared them, along with Jordan Love. Jordan Love is an up-and-down player as well.
Yeah, he's boom or bust. And just watching him, watching Jordan Love makes me appreciate Jalen. Just because Jordan Love, it just seems like there's more. I don't mind a quarterback. You know I like Baker. I don't mind a quarterback that'll take some chances.
Yeah.
It just seems like the balance with his taking chances and taking a chances and it working out to some great play is not even.
Right.
You know, like there's just more. Baker, it seems like there's once or twice a game you're like, I don't know if I would have done that. But then there's 10 times where he pulls it off. It just doesn't seem like Jordan Love pulls it off as much as he should for a guy that takes as many chances.
Now, we'll give him this. When you usually doubt him, he'll find a way to win a game.
Sure.
And then that's when Green Bay jumps back to the forefront and everybody's talking about him. But I've never viewed them like I do the Rams.
Yep.
Right? Like, even this year, like Seattle, I want to respect Seattle because I like Sam Darnold. But I'm like, we get to the postseason, Sam Darnold has to show me he can do it in the postseason.
Sure, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yep. Like, it's a damn good football team.
Yeah.
But You got to do it in the postseason.
This segment sponsored by NJM Insurance. The other thing that happened when we were on the phone, he was talking about the acquisitions of the trade deadline.
Yeah.
And we talked about Jalen Phillips. Mm-hmm. And then I said, you know, and then Jair Alexander, if he can reclaim right. the Fountain of Youth. And they started laughing. This is the more, they were like, ah, good
all
luck with that.
In Milwaukee.
In Milwaukee.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, good luck with Jair Alexander.
Yeah.
So, you know, they saw plenty of him, clearly.
Yeah.
And it was a little odd in that Jair Alexander said, I feel fine. I wasn't not playing because of an injury. It was because they wanted to play young guys. And then the Eagles don't have him active for this game
yeah.
when Phillips is. And they said, like, knee rehab.
Yeah, coach's decision.
Lee. Yeah.
Yeah. That seemed weird to me.
No, it's probably harder to pick up what he has to do than what Jalen Phillips has familiarity with Vic Fangio. If I'm
sure.
if I want to make an excuse
yeah.
for it,
yeah,
you know.
But here's the thing, though. Here's what I would say to that, Spike. Coverage is coverage. Cover one, cover two, cover
right.
three, cover four. Like, man, like, it's still the same coverage. And if he was healthy and he was ready to go, it can't hurt you to have him there for depth. I mean, the other kid. Is he playing tonight?
Ja'Cory Bennett.
Ja'Cory Bennett.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if he's playing tonight. Adoree Jackson, he's coming off an injury.
You would assume.
So what's their depth?
Does Keelan Ringo start out there
I'm
tonight?
Assuming that's
yeah.
who it is tonight.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that's who it is tonight, Keelan
yeah.
Ringo. And who's his backup?
It would be Jackson. I mean, Adoree Jackson he's out of concussion protocol.
Okay, so he is
yeah,
out. Okay,
yeah, yeah.
Okay.
He was full participant
okay.
on Friday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also, then, yeah, it's those two. Then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I thought Adoree maybe was questionable if he was going to play.
215-592-9494. Seth in media. You're on WIP. What's up, Seth?
What's going on, guys? Long time no talk.
What's up, Seth?
Not much, man. Ike, you and I go way back. Our record for when I call in for a nationally televised game like this, like a Thursday or Monday night, this will be 4-0 after we win tonight.
Okay.
So I'm just going to have to keep making sure I'm on top of that whenever we get one.
All right.
And then shout out to my man Rashad, who called in earlier, and then the last caller that just called in from Athens. My daughter lives up in Massachusetts, and I only see her every other weekend. She's 11 years old. She's born down here, raised for a good portion of her childhood.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, I brought her to, or 2 years ago, I brought her to, I think it was 2 years ago, I brought her to a Phillies game down here.
Mm-hmm.
And I only see her every other weekend, and so she gets a lot of that New England stuff up there. When I brought her down here to her first Phillies game,
yeah.
let me tell you what, she was infected with the love and the passion. It was a game where Bryce Harper hit his inside the park home run.
Okay.
She was freaking out. Last year, I was up there for a long weekend, watched the Rams game with her, the playoff game. She was freaking out in that game. So if it's in their blood, it's in their blood. It don't matter where they go.
That's true. Yeah. Listen, if you as a parent, if you instill that in them, you're right. They'll take that no matter where they go.
I just keep
yeah.
thinking about Rashad's kid if the Lions go to the Super Bowl. The entire school is at a pep rally, and Rashad's in the corner looking
yeah.
at draft picks for Howie in April.
I mean, at least he's saying, you know what to Dallas.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
going
yeah.
for him. So.
Yeah, for sure.
So I think that I called in earlier today, and I've been riding this now for a few days. I'm not really scared of Green Bay. I don't think this is necessarily like a make or break game for the Eagles. But considering the injuries that Green Bay does have, I don't see anything less than a rout. I mean, I'm like a four spot. You know what I mean? Like I like maybe 42-15.
42.
Oh yeah. Oh, you want 45? I'm so tired of being scared of like being apprehensive. This team, this is a good team. This is a great team. This team, it doesn't have to be. There was talk earlier in the week about, you know, well, they're not elite. Are they elite? You know, it's been happening. They don't have to be. This is such a mediocre NFC all across the board. They just got to be better than everybody else. And for the most part, they are, with the exception of the couple of clunkers that they played. They've been really good, and they've been really good for a few years now. So I think we got to expect this.
Mm.
I think they got to walk in there. The offensive line has to walk in there and look Michael Parsons and his friends in the face and treat him like Bernie Mac and tell him they ain't scared of him.
Yeah.
And they got to disguise a couple of things. I said this earlier. I think they thought I meant like trick plays. I don't think trick plays. I just think they got to be really clever with the way that they're scheming and setting guys up. Make Micah bite on like a play action and then just float like a 15-yard pass. Let your receivers work for it. You know what I mean? Let them, they want the ball. They want to earn it. Give it to them. You know what I mean? Let them eat because everybody's expecting them to feed Saquon. And I'm not saying he's not going to have a good game, but I could see this one, them zeroing in on Saquon, kind of like the Chiefs did in the Super Bowl. And we just eat him up down the field. Where's Dotson at? We need Dotson.
Now we're calling for Dotson.
I mean, everybody. I think all the receivers eat today. You know what I mean? Because they're going to be so focused on if the Eagles' offensive line can give Jalen Hurts enough time to get to go through his progressions, he's gonna eat him up. I see it happen, and I wouldn't be surprised if we didn't see Jalen Hurts run for a little bit.
All right,
Seth. Well, 40, 42, 45.
Yeah. On the road?
Yeah. Well, I think the thing we have to watch for, Jalen's only turned the ball over twice total, right? One interception, one fumble, is that pass rush getting to him and Parsons getting to him and a fumble there.
Yeah, man. Don't hold that ball. That boy, listen, he is relentless.
Yes.
He does not stop pursuing the quarterback.
Yeah, and he's fat. Yes. You're not outrunning him.
Hell no, you're not outrunning him.
This segment was brought to you by NJM Insurance.
He's a freak, man.
While some insurance companies use gimmicks to get your attention, NJM would rather focus on putting their policyholders first. No jingles or mascots, just great insurance. Visit NJMinsurance.com to learn more. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, we have, what do we think Elliot's wearing in Green Bay right now?
Oh, he's probably got a nice pea coat.
Definitely got a pea coat on.
Scarf.
Sand-colored pea coat.
Scarf. And
definitely
no hat.
Definitely a scarf.
No hat. Is he wearing earmuffs?
Earmuffs.
Got earmuffs on. Yeah.
Can't wear the hat because he can't mess his hair up.
Yeah.
So we will talk to Elliot next about what's going on there in Green Bay. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.